This is Dairy Radio Now.
Today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we shine the dairy spotlight on the globe with analyst Mary Ledman, who's leading a team of 9 dairy analysts around the world.
We have analysts in Shanghai, China, Mumbai, India, New Zealand, Australia, Sao Paulo, Brazil, a couple of analysts in Europe, and a couple of them here in the U.S. And one thing that all of us get together to do 4 times a year is prepare the Global Dairy Quarterly. And so what we watch are what we call the Big 7. These are the key dairy exporting regions around the world that are basically going to have an exportable surplus. And let's start with the European community. Currently 28 member states. The EU 28 is very similar to the United States and, you know, mature dairy markets. About 15% of total milk production in Europe is exported. They consumed most of their butter, fat, and cheese, but they tend to export whole milk powder and skim milk powder. They'll be bringing product onto the international market, but it's going to be kept in check. They've had a couple tough growing seasons back to back. They've had some pretty dry weather that's impacted some of their silage production. So that's kind of the highlights from Europe. And then if we move over to Oceania, they're just starting their spring season. Australia exports about 30% of its milk, finished dairy products, whereas New Zealand is over 90% of their milk is exported. So even these two countries are small in size, their influence on the export market far outweighs their percent of total global milk production. Moving on to South America, where you have Brazil, which is about twice as big as Argentina in production, but also, you know, one of the key dairy importers as well. So you've got Brazil, Argentina, and Uruguay. And Argentina and Uruguay are experiencing pretty strong, more than 5% year-over-year increases in milk production the last few months. And Brazil has been down the last couple of months by more than 4%. So much of this increase from Uruguay and Argentina will be consumed or traded into the Brazilian market.
Comments from market analyst Mary Ledman on a recent Dairy Signal webcast from PDPW, who also talks about the number one importer, China.
There has been renewed enthusiasm in investing in dairy farms in China, and 2 of the largest milk companies in China both have plans to each add 300,000 cows. And then there's been some other expansions announced, and so we're looking at 750,000-800,000 more cows coming into China. I'm not sure where they're going to get those cows because prices for replacements in Oceania are good at this time. So previously when China has gone through a dairy herd expansion, they've imported those cows. They may import 100,000. We don't see where they could get 800,000 cows to populate those dairies. So I think that is an opportunity for the genetics companies and the role of sex semen and embryo transfers for the region.
Market analyst Mary Ledman, who's been talking about what's been going on globally, including China, but what about here domestically in the U.S. and how are dairy prices shaping up here for the end of 2020?
We had our $3 peak. We came down. We're, you know, knocking on the doors of, you know, $1.50 average on cheese. With the latest $1 billion announcement, while these food boxes have really goosed the cheese market, they have not had the same impact on the butter and powder market. You know, the class 1 mover is the average of the class 3 and 4 price. Had we had the system where we had the higher of, we would not be experiencing the negative PPDs to the level that we are. So part of what's driving this is the huge chasm that we had between the class 3 and the class 4 prices. When we look outer to the outer month futures, where you see $17.50 and $15.50 on class 3 and 4, you're not going to have the negative PPDs. But as long as you've got $20 milk for class 3 and $13 milk for class 4, you're likely to continue to see some negative PPDs. So I think it's fair to say probably through at least October, but probably not in November.
That's Mary Ledman, global dairy strategist with Rabobank, on a recent Dairy Signal webcast that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for sponsoring today's Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.